If the recent budget is any indication, the federal government would appear to be indifferent to the potential of Indigenous community media. With no additional funding, it will be a struggle for Indigenous media to extend into more remote communities and to adopt the latest technologies to better reach its audiences. Graham Backhouse found out more.
Chairperson of the Australian Indigenous Communications Association, Mr. Tiger Bales, recently criticised the federal government for failing to budget additional funding for the Indigenous media, but providing the ABC with a boost of $30 million. I spoke to the General Manager of the National Indigenous Radio Service, Mr. Brett Levy. While Mr. Bales's comments suggest that the additional funds allocated to the ABC may have been at the expense of growth in Indigenous community media, Mr. Levy's concerns are of a more fundamental nature. Mr. Bales recently commented on the lack of extra funding for the Indigenous radio service. What were the concerns he expressed?
His concerns, and Tiger was talking about in particular the recent budget allocations to various other media sources, including NITV and ABC and SBS, and those funds related to content funds in a sense and program funds and specifically tied to digital radio and the like. Where that happened, Indigenous media was not mentioned, Indigenous radio in particular was not mentioned, and this follows on from the various lobbying and efforts that we've made through ACA, the Australian Indigenous Communication Association, to the Minister about funding to sustain the production across our industry. For your listeners particularly, we were looking for an increase in funds for production by Indigenous broadcasters, in particular in community broadcasting stations across the country.
Mr. Levy outlines what Indigenous community radio has to offer.
What do you see is the potential for radio in Indigenous communities across Australia?
Well, as a means of communication, we see it as a vital and essential service. It's necessary for many reasons. We tend to, in our programs, play important, I suppose, closing the gap messages that communities would need to hear and hopefully educate them into lifestyle practices which improve their health and well-being. But beyond that too, we also run regularly emergency services messages, cyclones, fires, dangerous conditions that might affect people's safety. These are sort of some of the programs we offer. Another aspect of our sector where many of our communities are producing language programs to sustain their arts, culture and heritage. And these are the sort of things that radio can offer.
Mr. Levy says community media must use whatever technology will reach the largest audience and stresses the need for adequate support to produce quality programs.
You also mentioned in our previous conversation about the need to expand into other media which could be available to communities as well. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, I think we've got to be as flexible as we can to get our message out. If people aren't listening to their radio in their cars, well, we want to put the radio in their hands with smartphones and other tablet devices and whatever those communities might decide to choose. I must say, I've just recently been at the World Indigenous Network Conference in Darwin, producing some news bulletins there for our service. Now, we saw one of the most striking poses I saw one time was a Maasai warrior in full dress and spear speaking on an iPhone. And I might say that about him, but the fact is that our own mob, right across the top end, through the Kimberleys, Pilbara and other, and Central Australia, all are using their mobile phones. And I think if we can get our radio services delivered as an application on those phones, it just means that our messages are going to be heard through that mechanism. But as long as the programs are of a quality level, and hence the need for support, funding, to produce that quality of program.
Mr. Levy says, despite the recent setback, his organisation will continue to advocate for Indigenous community media.
And what steps are you going to take to try and improve the funding that you receive?
We've been trying to knock on the doors of government, both the Greens and the opposition too, to see that they understand what we're on about. We've written and consulted our sector in particular, and then written some very strong policy which shows some evidence to what the benefits are for Indigenous media and radio in particular. But these haven't been heard yet, and we're going to keep trying. We're not going to give up on this. I think no one doubts the value of community broadcasting. The same campaign is going on at the moment with the community broadcasting sector.